This is the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top-performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. Each week, your host, W.G. Bunch, and his guests share memories and stories about the past, the present, and the future of the Huntington tri-state area. That's Huntington, West Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, and the Chesapeake and Proctorville, Ohio areas. If you used to live here, or you currently live here, you're going to catch yourself saying out loud, "Wow, I remember that." Now, here's WG.
Trace Ritter,
the ultimate guitar hero, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, you've met so many people from White Gold's past, right?
What do you call him?
White Gold. Oh, White Gold.
That's what WG stands for.
WG stands for White Gold. Because of the hair, right? With, like, ever since I knew him, White Gold. All right, so
which color of hair?
No, it changed a lot. We're not going to go there. Listen, we don't speak of the dead this way, right?
All right.
Our friend, he hated when people, like, yeah, okay, so he did a little thing. It's all right. I have no hair. He was working it. Yeah. All right, so
I was going to say, we got some more friends from back in the day, right? Growing up at Meadows Elementary and things. Paxton, were you at Meadows or where'd you go?
No comment.
Okay, never mind.
He might have been from the West End.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, we got a few more people, you know, from the childhood days, from the days past and things like that. Over here, we've got Allison, and we got Johnny, and we've got Paxton.
And for listeners, you're not surprised by Allison. She's been a guest a few times.
Yes, absolutely.
Quite a few times.
Yeah. One of the early stars.
Absolutely. So, Allison, for everyone at home, we'll just kind of jump into this the way we have been with the other guests. When did you first meet WG? And with that, what was your favorite moment with him?
So, WG and I were born 3 days apart.
Oh, holy moly.
So, I have known him my entire life. We celebrated birthdays together. We had joint birthday parties. The fifth grade party was probably the most epic. We had a disco party in fifth grade. And Meredith Freda King was born 3 days before me. And so then I was in the middle, and then WG was 3 days later. So we had this huge disco party at the Civic Center in fifth grade, and he came in full John Travolta gear.
Yes, he did.
Of course he did. It was honestly epic. It's probably the best birthday party I've ever had.
Butterfly collars.
Yeah, it was all polyester. He had all the moves. It was hysterical, and
but
we had a great
still
time.
Down there in the basement.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's probably encased in some kind of a anyway. But on the playground when we were kids, we would play the Million Dollar Man. So yeah. He was Steve Austin, and I was Jamie Summers.
Ooh.
And every year,
that's good casting.
Every year on our birthdays, he would leave a message for me on Facebook, "Dear Jamie, you know, missing you, sending you all my love, love Steve." And then I would, 3 days later, would, "Dear Steve, I love you more than anything. You know, love Jamie." You know, so that's we have. We
so
go back.
This is where it began.
The weirdness began there. Yeah.
He's still, by the way, so I was in WG's basement yesterday. That sounds weird. I was in his basement. He still has his $6 million man figures.
I know. We would do that.
I have to believe that part of that is because of you, Allison.
I would like to think so. But he, so we, a very special relationship. We've known each other a very, very long time. So
that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Johnny Kinzer. Unfortunately, when this all started, when I say this all started, we were all obviously shocked by this loss. And while it's really easy to laugh and be jovial, this was a gut punch to many of us, right? So the very first phone call I was asked to make, Bill said, "Can you get a hold of Johnny Kinzer?" And I was like, of all the people, man, that you're going to ask me to call, you're going to ask me to call WG's best friend, best childhood friend of all time, Johnny Kinzer, of all the people that can speak to the spirit and the goodness of this man. There's nobody, nobody in the world other than you that can speak to this soul. Johnny, what can you tell us about White Gold? What can you tell us about WG?
So first of all, I do go by John now, but the funny thing about thing about you calling me Johnny is, so WG and I once went to like some Comic-Con or something, like, you know, we were both collecting comic books, and of course he was a Star Wars nerd or whatever. And we went up and we both registered, and the guy came back, he's like, okay, WG, and okay, Johnnykins. Because he thought my first name was Johnnykins and my last name was Err.
Yeah, baby.
And so, as you can imagine, WG always called me Johnnykins forever. Like he would never let it go. Yeah, please let's let Johnnykins die.
No.
But on the name thing too, there's this classic picture of WG and I at a Southern Conference basketball tournament in Asheville, North Carolina. And we are literally got our picture in the paper. And the article was called Before the Fray. I don't know what that meant, but I don't know. I just random shit I remember. Oh, whoops, stuff. Anyway, and they...
We're not on a network. go crazy. Paxson's about ready to just let loose.
But
I'm waiting on it.
Johnnykins got a little reprieve because it was John Kinzer and Walt Bunch. And so forever, he was Walt. And I'm like,
That's fantastic.
I mean, I get maybe Johnnykins out of Johnny Kinzer, but I still don't know how you got Walt out of WG.
That's fantastic, though.
What's up, Mama Kins? So, Paxson, listen, I've heard some stories.
Yeah,
like, you never fell prey to the kiss. Listen, we understand. We know. We know. You do these. I've heard so many stories about you from all these years, but you never succumbed to the kiss, the fantasy, like
hysteria.
The hysteria. How did that happen? I told you he was going to be blue. I told you we were going to have to beep, beep, beep.
Oh, blue. That's what we call it.
Yeah, that's
they
what we call it.
Podcast.
Yeah, they hit me all the time.
Listen, this ain't Joe Rogan, brother. Yeah. Come on, we have a family show here.
Oh my bad.
All right.
We try.
Yeah.
WG tried.
He didn't. He did. Come on. Tell me about this.
I think we met because of music, but not because of Kiss. So a lot of people don't realize as well that he also had a lot of eclectic music at the time that wasn't just Kiss.
Right.
So he had a bunch of tapes. We met in high school. He's 1 year younger than us, than me and John. And I don't remember how I got into Fray to you. What's that?
Johnnykin, just to clarify.
Johnnykin. Anyhow, I don't really know. I just know that he had all these tapes. This is the tape era. And he had them in those bread crates from Heiner's Bakery. And they were...
Heiner's was the bread company.
Yeah.
I can just smell it right now.
So... But he was really into a lot of things that wouldn't Kiss, like The Cure, The Smiths, Depeche, all the stuff that I still listen to. Did I say The Smiths?
Yeah.
Just all this kind of eclectic stuff, too, that wasn't Kiss. So U2 at the time, and he liked a lot of R&B and Teddy Pendergrass and Luther.
Teddy Pendergrass. You got what I need. WG loved Teddy Pendergrass. Now, I wouldn't have saw that coming.
He would make these tapes that would now be considered like the Riz, but
the Riz. But you keep dropping the Riz. You guys with the Riz. Your kids don't think you're cool.
Every time he says the Riz. Yeah.
The Riz.
So he had these tapes for, you know, the thighs of fucking Playboy, and it had Teddy Pendergrass, it had Luther Vandross, it had.
If you said any of those names too, he would just like Joe did. Yes. He immediately would go into one of their songs. Like
it was Lou Rawls.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Swingin' Lou Rawls. Oh no, he loved Swingin' Lou Rawls. He did love Lou Rawls.
Groovy people, shoo-bitty wah-da-da-da. I mean, that was actually from.
We'd almost do this performance for like this Teddy Pendergrass called.
Listen, I'm going to stop you right there because this is very WG. You're going to get lost in the weeds about a fourth Teddy Pendergrass album that nobody ever heard.
Yeah.
We could not honor our man any better than you making a reference to a Teddy Pendergrass album that nobody has ever heard. Everybody, really quickly, here's the WG and the Teddy Pendergrass album that nobody ever heard. Yeah. Really quickly, guys, I'm going to put this on you. We've been doing this in different forms, and obviously we have to get to so many other people that want to talk. I'm going to lay it. So we've been doing 3 to 5 words about WG. I'm going to get you guys with the bonus round, right? I want one word. Give me one word. We're going to start with Allison. Oh, one word that describes W. Okay, now we're going to start with Paxton. See what I did? Reverse. Right. It's game show time, right? Game show time. We're going to start with Paxton. One word.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertaining, right?
Yeah, that's
a
good one.
And you can't repeat a word.
Wow. Well, but just so you know, we've heard entertaining many times.
Well, no. Well, that's okay. He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't know.
They can't.
All right, but what I'm going to call, give me another one. It's not hard.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah. All right.
John.
Johnny wow. Kinzer.
Loud. Everything. Loud. Like not loud in a bad way, but he was
a loud life.
Yeah, he was.
All right, Allison. One word.
I'm gonna say complex.
Complex. Actually, you win the round. Yeah. You win the round because, listen, anybody that knows WG Bunch knows this is a very complex man. Mm-hmm. There are so many layers. Listen,
absolutely.
Even to every joke, right?
Yep.
Every joke had layers. Thank you guys for stopping in. Really quickly, while we're talking about complex, let's go to a moment. Talk about a complex joke. Let's go to a moment between you and WG on the show last year that maybe a lot of people didn't understand at the moment, but they'll get it now.
They'll get it now. All right, let's do it. Roll it, 270.
My favorite drive-in movie story is... Oh, my. I can't believe it.
You better not throw this girl under the bus.
How do you know that it's going to be that kind of a story?
I'm assuming. Since you're embarrassed over there. I can see the facial expressions.
We had a very lovely time, and I'm not going to be able to get out of this.
That's a very gentlemanly term.
I was a perfect gentleman. Yes, that's exactly what I was. I really was. And the movies are over. I take her. She lived on the south side of Huntington. If you've ever been to the south side, you know, they have the sidewalks that are parallel to the avenue or the street or whatever.
And my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law both live on the south side. Yeah. All the houses kind of like run together, I feel like. I've gotten lost a few times even going to my husband's aunt's house on the south side.
You're leading me right into the story perfectly. And then they've got the sidewalks that go up to the houses, and the movies are over, and I take her home, and I find a nice, I do remember, like, it might have been a full moon, bright moon and all that. Get out of the car.
It's like an impactful moment for you, like, to remember how bright the moon was.
Like I said, I can't remember to file my taxes, but I remember to do, I remember these stupid things in my head for some reason.
20th moments.
Yes, exactly. Yes, life changing. But I get out and I go around the car, open her door. She doesn't get out.
What are you doing? Are we going somewhere else? Not a post.
When you're 17, you're going,
speak up.
I don't know what is, did I miss something? And she finally gets, and she's like looking at me like she has never met me or something. She's like looking at me with crazy eyes. And I'm like, oh my God, don't turn into a psycho. Oh no. And I start walking up that sidewalk to go to the house. I turn around. She's still by my car. And she says, this is not where I live.
You're kidding.
And I'm like walking up. I'm almost to the door.
Were you a player? Like, did you just go to that many girls' houses?
No. And
like,
what is going on,
WG?
That is the problem, is I wasn't. But she's like, and I was like, why is she still standing by my car? I thought, did I forget to do something? She's like, this is not where I live. And I was like, well, what? She goes, I live 2 blocks that way. And I was like, you do? I just went, can't remember where it was. Obviously, I'm in the real estate business, and I remember just like a
I never even thought of like houses being a blur for.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in the real estate business. I felt like I was when I was 17, but even just like a couple months ago, I went to go show a house and I was like, what avenue? And they're like 11th. And I was like, okay, I'm on 9th. I don't know what. And they're like, yeah, go that way. I was like, I'm an idiot.
See, I need locations. I'm like, do I go towards the park? Do I go towards the West End? Like, point me in the direction of like Midway, Camden Corner, you know, whatever. Point me in the direction.
This poor, and this poor girl, she was like, no, no. I can get home from here. I was like, well, let me walk you home. No, I'll be fine. It was obviously a one and done date.
But, oh, yeah. She was done very quickly.
I couldn't believe. And she.
So I have a question.
The icing on the cake is, she said, this is so-and-so's house.
Johnny, listen. There's so many stories that you can share about WG. Just one more before you go.
Yeah, so WG was a force of nature, as we all know, and he was not the easiest kid on a babysitter. And there's a lot of babysitters that wouldn't watch him anymore. My sister was one of them. But there was a girl across the street that was a longtime babysitter. I think Bev had to pay like 50.
Bev Garden, right?
No, Bev is mom.
Oh, okay. Bev is mom.
Yeah, Bev Bunch. So Bev had to pay extra than the going rate was for people to watch WG.
That's hilarious.
And so so there's this one babysitter, and she had just had it with WG. Like, he was just up to whatever he was doing. And so she, like, had to figure out a way to get back at him. Back at him. Like, that's a babysitter. Right. I know that's horrible. Yeah. But anyway,
I love that.
So she knew that WG was ultra competitive. And so she came up with this idea that he had a chance to set the record for drinking the most Kool-Aid. And so she made a couple gallons of Kool-Aid, and she's like, WG, if you drink this amount of Kool-Aid, you can be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And WG, I can do it. I can totally do it. And she's like, all right, I'll see, WG. Let's see if you can do it. And so he started drinking the Kool-Aid, and he was like going and going. And he's like, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I don't feel well. And this woman was like, no, no, keep going. You have a chance. You can beat the Russian. Keep going. And so WG kept drinking the red Kool-Aid to the point where he got so sick that he threw it all up. And his mom came home. And he's like, the babysitter made me drink Kool-Aid. And she was like,
what a little narc.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Like, you know, WG, he does just whatever he wants.
Just a note, a lot of your stories have to do with WG eating way too much. Yeah, there's an Augustus Gloop vibe to all these stories.
I think people needed hazard pay to babysit.
That's hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Kenton.
Thanks for listening to the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. If you have a memory you would want WG to talk more about, just send him an email at memories@htstimemachine.com or post a comment on the Time Machine Facebook group page. Did you like this episode? Be sure to share it with friends and family. You can find a link in the show notes that you can use to share it. And be sure to let Realty Exchange know that you like the podcast as well. Their contact information can be found in this episode's show notes.